You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hi, this is Chris Kammer, the rock and roll dentist. You know, John and Gordy helped me wake up with a song in my heart and a smile on my face. La, 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 I love them. Yes, and that's why I'm voting for them for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let them put a smile on your face, too. And don't forget to floss.
It's important to floss.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and the rock and roll dentist, yeah. Chris Kammer.
Yeah, giving his vote to us in the Best of Madison contest.
Well, we're hoping to get a few.
Yeah.
Right. At least, you know, put on a good show, right?
Right.
My God.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. By the way, if you want to find out how to vote in Best of Madison for John and Gordy, you can go to our website, WMDXradio.com. You'll find the information there. Okay? You can vote throughout the month of June. That's right. It's month of June, right?
Do we have the QR code? Just scan that in with the camera?
I don't know. Oh. I have no idea.
I thought we covered this. You know, maybe I don't need to go to the meetings anymore.
It would be nice if you would come to any of them once in a while. If you're there,
yeah. Well, good luck
physically,
with that.
But not mentally.
Thank you.
7 minutes past the hour. It's kind of cloudy out there. We do hope to see some sunshine, but we also might get a couple of sprinkles along the way. Hey, it's time. It's a contest hour. It's every day here, Monday through Friday. The rest of this week, which today
all
and
right.
all next week, Monday through Friday, we've got the contest going on. What contest am I speaking
of? What are we talking
it's
about?
It's the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest.
All right, you got a word for us?
I do have a
text
word
in here. And,
well, let me just tell you,
people into it.
What's up for grabs here is $100 cash this hour.
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, and the keyword is warm. 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 It's not cool. It's warm. Okay. Now, here's how you do this. Okay. You just download the Civic Media app. It's easy to get. It's free to get in the Apple or Google store, and it's free to use it too.
Okay.
You go to the WMDX site on that app. Just use the text button. Send us the keyword. And again, this hour, the keyword is warm. There'll be other hours, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., with other keywords, and every entry that you make goes into our grand prize drawing for either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. So once again, the keyword is warm this hour, and you can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. Okay.
All right. Let's get to
I think Savannah's here, actually.
Oh,
I think she just joined. Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Let's talk to Savannah.
Good morning, Savannah Tomei Olson. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, good. Good.
Doing
We're
okay.
working through a few things here at the studio. A
couple of technical glitches along the way, but seems like everything's working fine now. So what's happening? Tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, the big thing that I have followed all week is the budget process. And yesterday and Wednesday night were the real big newsmakers here.
Mm-hmm.
Now that negotiations seem to have broken down between Republicans and the governor, Republicans say that the governor's priorities cost too much. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion surplus. So the governor wanted to use some of that money on things like childcare, funding our universities, after agreeing to tax cuts for retirees in the middle class. So now basically what's going to happen is Republicans are going to make completely their own budget without trying to put anything in to appease the governor. And it depends on what happens from there, but it's highly likely that the governor will veto it. And then you basically have to start all over and try again. So we may be in for a longer process than normal. We've had it go into October before, which is not great for things like our villages, cities, towns, and our school districts who need to know how much money they're going to get from the state of Wisconsin to make their own budgets. It puts everybody behind, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it just seems rather insulting that They think it's spending too much money on us, the public, the people that have elected them into office, while they have a $4 billion surplus. Something, you know, that doesn't connect in my head. I hope it doesn't connect in a lot of voters' heads. This is ridiculous. I mean, that's my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you have anything else?
I sure
I'm not asking for your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, that's a record here in the state of Wisconsin. We've never had anything like it.
Yeah. And what they're doing is that they don't want to spend money out of that $4 billion. So they want to give that as a tax cut. And that's the whole problem that we have in this state. We won't spend it on us. They're spending it on a tax cut for the people who don't need it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and on it goes. Okay. Get off your soapbox for a second.
Or books. We have books in the studio.
Okay. Savannah, what else is happening? I know there's a lot of things going on around Madison this weekend. Cows on the Concourse is happening. But what else is going on news-wise?
Have you guys been following this development over on Old Sauk Road? Yeah. It's become really this flashpoint of our housing affordability issues here.
Well, tell us.
I think there's a big barn out there and a big lot of trees, and they want to develop it into an apartment complex of some sort.
That's right. And residents have been very, very loud about how they don't want to see that happen. They think it will harm especially traffic patterns, stormwater drainage. There were lots of very tense meetings, very loud city planning meetings about this last year before the property was rezoned. And ultimately that meant it was at least approved for this project to start moving forward. Well, a judge has now ruled that these neighbors who have sued are in the right and the city needs to do the rezoning vote all over again.
You're right.
Because they didn't properly consider things like traffic and things like access to urban resources, access to our public transportation, how all of these streets would be able to handle all of this increased traffic, that sort of thing. So that's at least a temporary win for the neighbors who are fighting it over there on Old Sauk Road. But the essential question here in Madison and Dane County right now is, okay, we have to increase housing density. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to want it in their backyard, right?
Right.
I don't envy the city planners on trying to solve this problem, that's right? For sure.
Oh, I know. And we need the housing. And I think that this will probably result in a better decision being made on that location. And no one's going to be happy at this point because I think their heels are dug in it. Even if they made some really good decisions and changes, I think they're still going to be dug in and a lot of people will still oppose it. But we do need that kind of housing. Mm-hmm. As long as it blends in with the neighborhood, I can't see a real big problem with that. Mm-hmm. But then again, I used to be a realtor.
You understand the issues. Yeah.
And my opinion doesn't matter at that point.
Savannah, thank you so much. We appreciate you checking in with us. And you have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Always nice talking.
Yeah, it's great talking to you.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson. WMDX
News. She does a great job of looking into all these things in detail, and I just love her reports.
Yes, and I just want to go back to the Scotty text to win contest because a couple of people didn't hear the word correctly. It's warm, WARM, as in Mary, not anything else. Warm, WARM.
Keep it warm.
Yes, keep it warm. Okay. Right. Not cool, but warm.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Back to you.
Now, why don't we go to, as I promised, the continuing problem of Palantir data mining all our information, all our PI information, private information that the government holds. Now, we expected the government to hold on to this stuff and not tell people about it or use it against us. But now the Trump administration is trying to use it against us. And this is I plucked this from another radio program, Democracy Now.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is a great summation of it, I think, a little more detail. Let's play it. This is they're talking to Kelly McKenna about the notorious data mining company headed up by investor Peter Thiel. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Workers are getting fired.
Exactly.
But they keep their information.
Right. At the beginning of the Trump administration, you had folks at the general... this Palantir process and this creating a giant centralized database of, you know, American civil data was something.
Meanwhile, all these workers are getting fired.
Exactly.
But they keep their information.
Right. At the beginning of the Trump administration, you had folks at the General Services Administration, people who are associated with Elon Musk, the husband of someone who worked at XAI and X.com, and then also Thomas Shedd, who is leading things over there, who is an ex-Tesla engineer. They said that their main goal for this administration was to centralize data all across government. Centralizing data is incredibly difficult, especially with the mass amounts of data that the federal government has on everyone, you know, living and working within the United States. And so it seems as if this process has shifted instead of building one giant database, right, but to unifying data at every single agency. So we're seeing that in my reporting at IRS, they're unifying all the data there to make it more easily accessible and accessed. And then also, if you have a Foundry system at IRS and have one at DHS, those can talk to each other incredibly easily, which means you don't necessarily have to centralize all that data. You're able to query a variety of data systems across government if these systems are interoperable, which it looks like they could be, too.
And in the last seconds, we have playing around with voter rolls?
Yes. That was something that I was able to find in my reporting at IRS. It sounds as if, from the sources who spoke to me, that they were able to download voting data from countries and from states, including Pennsylvania and Florida. Antonio Gracias, who is a close friend to Elon Musk, is running that operation at SSA. And even in a recent podcast, he said that they were able to, you know, cross-reference data within SSA and voting record data across, you know, the country in order to identify folks who may have voted illegally. Now, we don't really have a lot of information from what they found because I doubt they found much. But this is the kinds of ways that they're using our data.
Ah, man.
Okay.
Well, a little scary, and they're going to use it against their opponents. And I think that's the whole point of all of this. And now I have this cut. I want to play this. Cut 79, if we could. This is CNN's Erin Burnett. And now she's wondering if they're going to use all this government data, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that data going to be accurate? This is what she's asking here. Listen.
Right.
And there are now growing questions as to whether the economic data that we are even getting from the administration, from the United States government, which is the gold standard for data that people trust around the world, that's why our markets are so important. They're wondering if it's actually accurate. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal late today, economists are starting to question whether the inflation numbers are even accurate coming out of the U.S. government. And they say that is because of staffing shortages are affecting the government's ability to conduct the massive monthly survey upon which the jobs data is based. And the administration is also worried about the optics that Trump's trade policies could add to the nation's deficit, which is why, according to Politico, the administration delayed and then redacted a key economic report. They write, quote, the politically inconvenient data prompted administration officials to block publication of the written analysis normally attached to the report because they disliked what it said about the deficit.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, that report projected a $49.5 billion deficit when it comes to major farm commodities like cotton and livestock.
Yeah.
And to just state the obvious, you know, there's been a long time where people look at, say, economic data out of China and say, oh, the government gooses the numbers. You can't trust them. So, and that's why their financial markets aren't as deep as those in the United States. And now we're seeing that very same behavior out of the Trump administration.
That's right. We're acting just like China at this point, manipulating the data to make it look a lot better than it really is, and then hiding the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
This was, earth-shaking stuff. And now we can't depend on anything, especially from HHS. You know, when we're looking up our medical conditions, HHS is now lying and using, false
information
right? And research.
And on it goes.
Yeah.
19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we're going to be checking in with Brittany Merlot. Find out about the weekend weather next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. The Guatemalan deportees being flown back to the U.S.
Isn't that something?
That is really big news. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is 22 minutes past the hour. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal, not just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And we can testify to that, can't we, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely is helping out with the devices that we've been wearing lately. They offer fast and flexible appointments at Madison Hearing Aid Center. While others sometimes have long wait times, they can get their customers in within a week or less. And again, helping people change their lives. Family owned. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Check them out there. You can get a free hearing test online.
And now
they'll get you started.
Now we have no excuse, so we have to actually listen to Catherine. Why don't we play this? I want to go out on a...
Well, we got Brittany standing by.
A lighter. Oh, we got Brittany. That's right.
Yes, we got to check the weather.
Where is she? Is she on?
She's on the phone this morning.
Oh, on the phone. Okay, that's why I didn't see her on the screen here.
Yes, yes. Brittany, good morning. Hope you're feeling better.
Yes.
How you doing? Do we have Brittany?
We should have Brittany.
Did we lose Brittany?
We might have lost Brittany.
Oh.
Brittany, where are you?
No, don't say that. We might have lost Brittany.
No.
She's been ill, and now we lost her.
Oh, my gosh. That's how rumors get started. Brittany Merlot, can you hear my voice? Okay, do we not? Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's go.
I don't know. You're going to try to call her?
Again? Why don't you work on that?
And then I'm going to try and call her.
Why don't we play a cut here? This is Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick,
along with Representative Madeline Dean, and she was quizzing him about the price of bananas. So let's play. This is Cut 76, The Price of Bananas, Howard Lutnick, knowing it all.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
Yeah. And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Yeah. Correct, 10%. Mm-hmm. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
There you go.
As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
Oh, it will.
As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration, and I yield back.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
Would you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment?
Go ahead. Yeah.
That'd be okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Sure. Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't produce
the concept
bananas in America.
Of building in America and paying no tariff
we cannot,
is very, very clear.
We cannot fighting build for imports, bananas in America.
Can't build bananas in America.
You can't do it. That's a famous line now of everybody in the country. We can't build bananas.
Mm.
Oh, I do love that. Okay, here. This is a cut from The Daily Show, and you got to like this. This is Cut 77. It's about time we cater to the white public more often here. Let's play this.
Okay.
Hey, airlines. Are your passengers uncomfortable with the look of your pilots?
DEI.
Then you need White Flight, a revolutionary new service offering racial support pilots. Sign up and your diverse pilots will be given one of our White Flight stand-ins. Passengers will be reassured by a handsome Caucasian pilot with a penis. He'll give everyone peace of mind.
Wow, a white pilot gave me a pin.
When the flight begins, your white flight pilot will control his video game.
Check this out. I'm about to clear this level.
While the actual pilots fly the plane.
That's not easy.
Need to make an announcement? Our special PA attachment will put your passengers at ease.
folks. This is your
Captain Dirk Montana. We're dealing with some bumps here, but I just want to reassure you I can name all five members of the Dave Matthews Band. First off, we got Carter Bowman on drums.
We're going to be okay.
Upon landing, your passengers will feel relaxed and grateful.
Thanks so much for getting us here safe.
It's been a privilege. A white privilege.
Because of the
White Flight Racial Support Pilots. Also available in firefighter, boat captain, and surgeon.
Don't worry. I'm a professional.
Oh, so, boy.
There you go.
It's from The Daily Show.
Yeah, The Daily Show taking a good shot right there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We just have a minute left here. Can we squeeze this call in?
Yeah,
Dick, you've been waiting a long time.
Sorry about that.
We apologize. Go ahead with your comments. We've got a minute or so.
Yes, we have no bananas. I expected to hear that.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. We should have had
to
that.
To this fight with Musk and Trump, I heard something on the national feed from ABC that was just laughable. Musk saying now that we should put this behind us for the betterment of the country. Neither one of these two guys care about what's good for this country.
That's right.
Yeah, that is absolutely laughable for him to put that out there. I suspect he's going to come with even more BS. Well, it's probably not BS, but, they'll be lobbing shells all weekend. I guarantee it.
Well, he was going to decommission some kind of space capsule of some sort, the rocket ship, and he was going to. Now he's taking that back. Now he wants to build it again and put all of this behind him because he's going to lose money if he decommissions it.
The
thing about all of it is, you have a president that's got the attention span of a 3-year-old on a sugar high. he should be paying attention to daily briefings. He can't do that, and yet he can answer back and forth. With Musk.
It's so much time is spent on text, rather.
Yes. Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah, we got to move on here. We've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments right here on WMDX. So stick around.
Stay with us.
It's Capital City, my home sweet, swinging home. Oh,
yeah. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And it is one heck of a morning, kind of muggy and uncomfortable. And we had a text here from Doug saying the Musk-Trump public kerfuffle has overnight created a nationwide popcorn shortage. Popcorn prices are through the roof.
Oh, boy.
Who knew?
Thank you, Doug, for that text. You can call us or text us, 608-879-8255. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but not their commitment to their history at Verlo. They are still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com for more information. And we are also in a contest hour here for the keyword for the Scani Summer Text Win Statewide Contest. Your chance to win this time around. It's $100 cash. Let me just double check on that. Yes, it's $100 cash. Thank you. Thank you, Dobbs.
It's always been $100 cash, right?
No, sometimes it's Brewers Club Level
tickets.
Oh, no,
no. I mean, when it is cash, it's $100.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out.
I'm just trying to put all the pieces together for my own benefit, okay? Not yours. Okay.
Very good. Yes, this time around, it's $100 cash plus. I'm
sorry.
And every time we do cash, it's
$100. There you go. Thanks for simplifying this for me.
Yeah, please chirp in some more. So. Every entry, you're also in for the grand prize drawing. It's a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. You going to be okay? Do you need the Heimlich over there?
Heimlich.
Okay. The key word this hour, this is the important part here too. The key word this hour is warm, W-A-R-M, okay? W-A-R-M as in Mary, yeah, warm.
Keep it warm.
So you have until 8 o'clock.
Warm up.
To text that, and you can do that with the Civic Media app, which you can find for free in the Apple or Google store. Use the WMDX area on that app, you know, and then just text us on the text button. The key word is warm. Okay, it's a statewide contest, and you have until the end of the hour. There'll be other hours we do this, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. with different keywords. Go to civicmedia.us for complete rules. Okay. All right?
I'm there with you, man. Sure. All the way.
Rocker is in the studio.
What's happening?
He's in the house, man.
How you doing, you guys?
We're doing all right.
Thanks for having me again. Hey, I'm wondering... Yeah. Popcorn is made here in the United States, right? So it's not tariffed.
Yes. Right. We got to tell Howard Lutnick, my former boss, by the way, the Commerce Department secretary. Yeah. I quit
the census job.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm
send Lutnick an angry letter?
But not yet. But
no upward mobility.
Well, I didn't want him to check my PI information. So.
Okay. All right, so at Max Inc.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio coming up this weekend every Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Of course, the show repeats Sunday night at 6 p.m. Wisconsin-made music, interviews, live in the lair, much more on every show. This weekend, we have Cannabis DNP Jesse Christensen. He's going to be coming in. You know, we've had people come in. They own a dispensary. They own a store. You know, we're asking them questions because everything is pretty wild about all these gummies and flowers and, you know.
Yes.
But he actually wrote his dissertation. He's got a master's degree in cannabis training. And so he's going to come in and kind of give us a medical perspective of cannabis this weekend.
Well, kind of samples in...
Not necessarily samples, but he's got a lot of information that's really cool. When you're listening to somebody that's from a dispensary. He's somebody that's actually licensed to teach this in the medical industry.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mary Rose Eckberg, she's the director of Make Music Madison. June 21st, Make Music Madison, going to be all over the whole city, and we're going to hear from Mary Rose exactly what's going to be happening. Okay. June 21st, Make Music Madison, and After Hours with Rob Roberts, we have a whole show lined up. Guys. This weekend, Sunday, June 8th, Dane County Emergency Management is having a cardiac arrest survivor celebration. And this is near and dear to my heart, of course, that you guys know. It's going to be at Warner Park at the Duck Pond right before the Mallards game. I'm going to go and be able to tell my story, talk about the importance of CPR training and portable AED units, and I get to throw the first pitch.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. So if you're out, you want to go to a baseball game and support Dane County Emergency Management, the Cardiac Arrest Survivor Celebration, there's only like, I think, a dozen survivors. Mm. So there's not a lot. And I'll be one of them. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I get to meet the first responders who saved my life, which is really crazy. I get to kind of thank them and meet them in person.
That's terrific.
And ceremony starts at 11 p.m. and the game starts at 1. So
Warner Park.
Out. That's right.
I got an idea for you.
Yeah.
You know, you could change the name of the group.
What do you mean?
From Iron Plow to Cardiac Arrest.
I'll tell you, you know, my band, they thanked me for like the upcoming jokes from now till the end of time. So,
all right, well, let's just add that one to it.
You know, there was also, speaking of Warner Park and the Duck Pond, there was also a new festival, a new food and music festival that's been announced.
Really?
It's called the True North Music and Food Festival, Saturday, September 27th. You got plenty of time to plan. At the Duck Pond in Warner Park, $2 from each ticket benefits Dais. And they're having Pokey the Farge, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, the People Brothers Band. All kinds of stuff. TrueNorthFest.com. A new music festival in Madison. Madison is the city of music festivals.
It is.
Certainly.
Yeah. Tonight at the Edgewater, June 6th, that's tonight, Brewgrass Fridays. They're every Friday at the Edgewater, right on the lake there, at the Edgewater Hotel. Mm-hmm. And tonight is Them Cooley Boys. Coming up the 20th is going to be Wheelhouse. And on July 11th, Armchair Boogie. They have a whole series lined up. But right now, Them Cooley Boys, they're folk rock Americana outfit. They're from Eau Claire. The Wisconsin Area Music Industry's Band of the Year in 2021, themcooleyboys.com. That's spelled C-O-U-L-E-E for Cooley. Let's check them out. Them Cooley Boys, this is Sign of the Times. All right.
Wow.
That's great.
Number one with a bullet. I like that song. It's catchy as hell.
Picking and
it's
grinning.
Just a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Tonight at the Edgewater for the Friday Brewgrass Fridays at the Edgewater. Them Cooley Boys.
Fun times.
Dan Walkner. Sunday, June 8th, he's going to be at the High Noon Saloon for a 5 p.m. show. It's the album release for his new album, Easy Going. Dan Walkner Band is steeped in the blues tradition with an undeniable country rock influence, blending the twang and storytelling of classic country with the electric passion of the blues. Let's check out the Dan Walkner Band from his brand new album, Easy Going. This is Million Piece Puzzle.
Okay.
You're losing your way. Life is a riddle. Take what you get. A million piece puzzle, and the pieces don't fit.
Another nice one. That's really, really, really,
like
really good.
Yeah.
It's million piece puzzle and the pieces don't fit.
It's just that's a beautiful song. It reminds me a lot of the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, maybe a little, yeah, that kind of bluesy R&B feel.
Really nice.
Hammond B3.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. Dan Walkner, Sunday, June 8th, High Noon Saloon, 5 p.m. show for his album release, Easy Going. Okay. Super Tanker. Last time we were talking about Super Tanker. They were playing with Iron Plow, but they have a new show coming up.
Right?
Thursday, June 12th at the High Noon Saloon, 5:30 p.m. That is part of the Summer Patio Series. Summer Patio Series, of course, is going on all Thursday, Fridays, and some Sundays, I believe. Check it out at high-noon.com. Summer Patio Series is also going to feature Dogtown Hollow on Friday, June 13th. Right now, though, let's listen to a little Super Tanker. This is Idol, Internet Declaration of Love.
Wow.
Get it out there.
Yeah.
That's, you know, nice. Got to tell everybody on Facebook what's going on. That is Internet Declaration of Love. Super Tanker, they'll be June 12th on the High Noon Saloon patio at 5:30.
Okay.
I think we have
Maybe. Well, we might have time.
Okay.
But I want to ask you a question,
yes.
Rocker. Now, you've played rock music for a long, long time.
I have.
Yeah, and playing the drums, it's, you know, that's a challenging physical thing.
It is.
You have monitors around you. You have PA systems. You've been doing this for decades, right?
Yes.
Do you notice any hearing loss at all?
Yeah. My ears ring constantly, about as loud as crickets that you would hear chirping out at night.
I
mean, like thousands of them.
Well, do what John and I did. You might want to consider doing this, making a trip to the Madison Hearing Aid Center. You know?
Yeah.
They're on 4706 Cottage Grove Road. They've helped John out. They've helped me out. They can help you out, too. They have fast and flexible appointments. They also help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can take a hearing test right online there at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're family-owned, community-focused. Jim and Sarah will help you out. And, you know, you might want to just go online and check out your hearing, see how it's going. You know,
I want to get the AI app.
Oh, well, that's what we've got. You've got the AI app.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you guys have that? What?
It's really cool. Yeah. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Again, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. When we come back, we'll have some more music, more of the Max Inc. preview with Rocker, and we'll wrap up the show for this Friday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, they're good fun. It's John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7. And don't forget to go to the WMDX 92.7 website for the live poll. You can actually vote on a question that we have for the entire week, and this time it: what is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison? Art Fair on the Square, Farmers Market, Madison Night Market, or Concerts on the Square?
Yep.
You have a choice, and you can pick one out, and we'll see who wins that poll.
That's you go to WMDXradio.com.
There you go.
WMDXradio.com. Yeah, check out the poll right on the front page there. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com. You know, there's another feature on our app.
You want to play that?
It's called Troy, the voice
from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
See, you can go to our webs or to our app.
Don't we have
say.
Another example?
No, that's the only one that we have. Right.
It's the only one.
When you get on the app, you'll see voice note. You'll see a button that says voice note. So you can just push that and give us an encouraging word, and it comes right into the studio.
I thought we had
there.
One from Catherine, didn't we?
We need more examples. We need more examples.
But doesn't Catherine have one up there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm looking at it, but I
really? Know. Oh, is that that? Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well,
we got Rocker here. See, we got the voice note.
Okay. Let's get back to Rocker here. We have a few more minutes the Max
Inc. Been playing
preview.
Some really great music here.
Yeah, what else have you got?
We have some more.
Okay.
Jenny Lupine and Jamie Poster. Jenny is a Nebraska native, physical therapist, and gymnastics coach, but music needed an outlet, so she started singing and playing guitar. Oh. And she's a singer-songwriter. She's teamed up with guitarist Jamie Poster, who you might remember from Rapscallion and Faces for Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, June 6th at 6 p.m., Sip and Shop in New Glarus. All over New Glarus, it's Sip and Shop, so check out the shops, the wine, the food, music, and she's going to be outside of Hutch and Hyde at 6 p.m. That is in New Glarus tonight. Then she's at the Missouri Tavern on Highway 12. That's June 11th, coming up this week, 6 p.m.
Oh.
And then June 14th at the Beer Rock in the North Sherman Plaza.
So okay.
She's around Madison. Check her out. This is one of her new songs, Angel Goes to War. This is Jenny Lupien.
Here we go.
Money, people, dreams. Through your eyes, what's this life supposed to bring? Will you ever be happy, your love enough? Or are you waiting for another to fill your cup? Sunrise to sunset, angels be with me today. And in the night time, I need you even more. Angels watch over.
It's really nice. Now, does she appear solo, no band?
She actually appears solo. She appears with Jamie, and she also plays with Mason Meyer of the Mason Meyer Band. So she's in a kind of a couple different projects, and she really travels a lot between Nashville and around the Southwest. So she's located
great,
here in Madison
great
now.
Sound.
Beautiful
voice.
You know,
the Sippin' Shop in New Glare sounds like an interesting event to attend. But, you know, the Missouri Tavern is right near me, so I can stop by. And I think
that's
it's
always
a Wednesday
fun.
Night.
It's
June
a great
11th.
Place.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Missouri Tavern.
Got a couple minutes left here.
Hey, well, let's talk about the Atwood Music Hall. It's Madison's newest live music venue. It's going to have a grand opening Friday, June 13th. So that's just right around the corner. And they're having a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield.
Excellent.
It's going to feature Mama Dig Downs, Funky JBs, Rare Element, VO5, and Trevor Banks, who is making the movie Give the Drummer Some, is going to be there doing some DJ stuff. So that's going to be completely amazing. June 13th, Atwood Music Hall. Also, June 15th, Atwood Music Hall is doing the Mama Awards with Automatic Lover, M. Shays, Red Door, Jazz Flux, Mason Meyer Band. And the red carpet starts at 5:30 with me, Rocker.
Hey.
And then the show is at 7 p.m. AtwoodMusicHall.com. And Clyde Stubblefield, I mean, let's give the drummer some, right? Played with James Brown in one of the most popular songs,
yes.
Sex Machine. Here this is James Brown.
Hit it. Woo!
Get on up.
Yes.
Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. On the scene, I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Shoot your bone. Get it together.
That's Clyde on drums.
Right on,
yes.
Right on.
Nice.
Oh, he was the
get
best.
Up, get on up. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up.
You know, I got a little story on this thing. You know, it,
got a minute.
Sex Machine is the name of the album.
Yeah.
And I played it on WMAD when I was there in the morning.
Did you really?
And the program director said, what are you doing? And it's like a 5-minute cut
right?
playing
yeah,
Sex
yeah.
Machine first
yeah,
thing
it's
in the morning.
Long. It's a yeah. jam.
And it was just funny. It was just a mistake. I went by the album title instead of the cut on the album that I was supposed to play.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sex Machine.
Just a minute.
Can't say that.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. Clyde. Most sampled drummer ever in the funk world anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. He was just an amazing drummer.
We got
such
Catherine in the studio.
A sweet guy.
Looks a little frustrated.
Hey,
no, are
we okay?
Exhausted.
Yes, it's been a crazy morning here.
It has.
Rocker, that's going to do it for
thanks,
us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Max Inc. Weekend.
Yes,
check it out.
Good music.
Yep.
Good
6 p.m. Saturday night to midnight and Sunday repeat 6 p.m. to midnight.
Excellent. That's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
Pam Yonke will join us again on Monday. We hope you have a great weekend. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. John, you have a good weekend, man.
Not, you know, I've always said that if you have a good weekend, you're going to have a good week after that. So,
is that what you've said?
Actually, I don't know what
excellent.
I said.
Dom, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
All right. Catherine, you have a good weekend too.
Yeah.
Rocker, have a good. Okay.
Well,
we're done. Goodbye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.